Hi there, Carl here, coach, strategist, and author of 5 books, the latest book being Decision Making Mastery, and what we will be talking about today in the Life Masterclass podcast series. So thank you for joining me for this podcast. This series is about helping you elevate your level of vibrancy, vitality, success, happiness, joy, and whatever else you want to put into that plethora of mix of things in your life to bring more juiciness, more fulfillment, more meaning into your life. And I'm coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. Gorgeous day here. Yes, starting to get a little bit warm, but a beautiful day all the same. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, feel free to go down below and click the like button and the subscribe button. I wouldn't recommend pushing the notification button. I'm certainly not into that sort of stuff at all. So I said I was going to do a 2-part, maybe 3-part series on the decision-making mastery on my latest book. I think it's going to be a 3-part series. As I was doing a little strategizing this morning, I thought, yeah, there's 3 things I want to like really get across. You know, so even if you don't read the book, I encourage you to do so. Even if you don't do that, you get a lot out of this. So you get a lot out of my spending a year working on this idea of decision making and bringing to it. I was an officer in the army for 14 years, consulting to Olympic Games around the world for 5 years, working as a coach for 13 years, understanding hypnotherapy, studying neuro-linguistics programming. So all of that together. So I think there's some valuable information to share. So today we're going to talk about the 3 C's, and those 3 C's are creativity, curiosity, and I'm checking my list here, courage. So as I sort of wrote this book, what I wanted to do was, what are the traits, what are the characteristics, what are the things we need to build up so that we actually come into this decision-making process with the right tools, the right resources to actually get the best out of the decision-making process. And for me, again, I've been working with people for about 13 years, coaching them. So I have a good understanding of how the mind works, its relationships with emotions, its relationships with the goals and the things that we want to achieve in life. And I've certainly seen a lot of my clients make, you know, full spectrum from atrocious decisions to great decisions. So understand some of the key components. And a lot of it is about how we go into that process. In the last podcast, this part one of the series, I talked about being in the right state physically, physiologically, and emotionally. So make sure you check that out as well. So the first one for me is curiosity. No, the first one isn't for me curiosity, it's creativity. Curiosity and creativity fit very nicely in together. So I'm going to talk about the relationship between those. So for me, creativity is like one of our greatest superpowers. And when I think of, I look at physics, and then there's Newtonian physics, you know, very much three-dimensional reality, cause and effect, and then we get into quantum physics. And as you delve deeper into quantum physics, the laws of Newtonian physics change, because in quantum physics, we can influence the outcome of that particular result by our intention, our consciousness, as we engage with that. So for me, I associate Newtonian physics with a thing called force. Like, I need to physically force things to happen. And it's a very linear process. However, when we go to quantum physics, you know, in the quantum realm, things can go out in different directions. Things can appear in 2 different places at the same time. The laws change significantly. And I see that as like power, like true power. The ability to leapfrog things, not requiring a linear thing. And this is energy. Energy can move in this flowing way. It doesn't have to follow a linear path. So when it comes to creativity, I call that like, you know, our superpower. And it more relates to this thing of quantum physics. And my analogy example is, if I come up with an idea, I want to achieve this particular thing, there's these 10 steps I work at in my very linear Newtonian fashion. I need to do this and then this and then this. So 10 things I need to do to get me where I want to get. That's force. Power is, I drop into myself and I let my mind boil and bubble up and percolate and come up with an idea. I get creative from the inside out and I create an idea. And that idea may allow me to leapfrog from step one straight to step eight. So I don't have to follow a linear path if I come up with a creative insight. So this is what we want to do when it comes to the decision-making process, is how can I be creative in this process and actually come up with a decision, an idea, a thought that is actually going to leap me out in front. So again, to experience that creative insight, to experience the creative depth, and you are a creative genius within you. Often people don't actually exercise that muscle enough to become the creative genius that they have the potential to be. And a lot of times it's not being in the right state. So fear and creativity don't go well together. I'm more creative when I'm not in a fear state, when I'm in a relaxed, calm state, and all the different parts of my brain and all those different pieces can join together. And one of the things, and this is where it ties in with curiosity allows me to stay in the right mental state, emotional state, to actually look at the pieces and parts and how they might fit together. And curiosity, again, is like at the opposite end of the spectrum to fear. When I'm in fear, I'm more in a judgment state. And that's sort of, again, very Newtonian, very like right, wrong, good, bad, otherwise. When I'm in a curious state, I can curiously look outside the box. I can curiously not even have a box and just look at the full spectrum of this infinite universe. Like, I stay curious, and that allows me to tap into more of this creative essence. As I stay curious, I come up with greater solutions. As I stay curious, I stay in this elevated emotional state, this higher vibrational state, this more expansive state, and this more creative state. And that's the relationship between curiosity and creativity. Now, the third C I was going to talk about is courage. I'm going to actually do a 5 or 6 part series, a free course on how to triple your confidence. And one of the ways is tapping into this thing called courage. So for me, it's this beautiful fuel source that enables us to move forward. Because in the decision-making process, it requires courage to not only come up with that decision and verbalize it and bring it into being, but it takes courage to actually play on that decision. And for me, courage is, you know, we have this creative insight, yes, I've got the idea, but a lot of times there's this fear barrier in front of us, a fear of stepping over the line and putting our decision we've made into play. And this is where courage comes in. It requires courage for us to step over that line. It requires courage for us to stay there and get the feedback. And again, we can't make our best decisions if we're not open to feedback coming our way. So for me, courage is the way we show up, to step across the line, to bring our decision into play, but also to be there to hold space, to receive the feedback, to upgrade the decision we made. Because again, you know, when I make that decision, that's my best guess, you know, before I put it into real world play. It's when I put it into real world play that I get the feedback and I get the validation as to whether it works, whether it doesn't work, whether I need to modify some stuff, and I continue in that decision-making loop. Feedback, look at things, creativity, stepping forward again with courage. So those three things fitting together. Creativity, curiosity, courage. So again, those three things are huge parts of this decision-making process. So I hope you got a bunch out of that. Again, you know, I go deeper into what other traits we need and sort of more examples of that stuff and then get through the process. And then the third part of this mini series I'm doing for this podcast is I'm going to talk about how to drop into our internal guidance system. So that's going to be the next podcast. So keep an eye out for that. So again, if you like this, you know, click on the like button. If you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe, or however, whether you're listening to this as an audio version, subscribe up there so you can get the third part of the series. If you didn't check out the first part, check out that first part. If you'd like to go deeper, if you've got some decisions you're trying to work your way through, if you're trying to transition through some stuff, you know, that's my zone of genius, what I like working with clients on, and I've worked with clients all over the world from all walks of life. So if you're interested in finding out how to work with me, drop down below, carlmassey.com, get in touch with me and we can take the conversation from there. Check out a copy of Decision Making Mastery available as a Kindle version, paperback version on Amazon. And in the next 4 to 6 weeks, I'll complete the audiobook version for this as well. So you might keep an eye out for that if you prefer an audiobook version. So there you go. I think that's enough from me. It's been fantastic for me to have an opportunity to share with you what I learned over time. And, you know, my greatest thing with any of the writing I do is my greatest joy is sharing it and helping people, you know, up the level of their decision making. So, you know, if you improve your decision making by just 10 or 20%, course correction, life is going in a different direction. So I love to be a part of that. So have an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this gorgeous, incredible, beautiful planet of ours. Have a fantastic day and take care.